Hello everyone, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel once again. So I'm commenting on the events in the Russo-Ukrainian war today, American Independence Day, the 4th of July. Anyway, so very early in the morning, Russia claimed that there were five drones around Vnukovo Airport. Now, that they didn't actually injure anyone, that's very worrying for Russia. Remember, Moscow's got a number of airports, Sheremetyevo and Domodedovo, the major ones. Vnukovo's fairly big. And there's a fourth one off to the east. I can't remember what it's called. It's the only one I've never been to. So the airport had to be shut down for a couple of hours. And the Kremlin was doubling it a terrorist attack. Now, it is a civilian airport. So to attack that, it could be seen to be outside the Geneva Convention, especially if it killed any civilians. And remember, according to the Geneva Convention, you must not commit any damage of civilian buildings, vehicles, infrastructure, unless it's justified by military necessity. Would this be justified by military necessity? I don't think it would, unless the Russian military was transporting troops in civilian aircraft or from that airport or something like that. Now, I know people could muddy the waters and put some military aircraft at a civilian airport, because then the Ukrainians would be more reluctant to hit it. Now, did the Ukrainians do this at all? I think it's highly probable that they did. Why would Russia falsely claim this? Because all it does is show how feeble they are, that that the public are in jeopardy. Because remember, why is this war being fought? Oh yeah, to make Russia safe. It's made it unsafer than ever before. So, and okay that they've had bombs in Moscow occasionally over the last 20 years, but nothing like on this level. There was that one drone strike against the Kremlin a few months ago. Now five Ukrainian drones can reach there. These appear to be Ukrainian manufactured drones. Russia claims to have shot down four of them. The fifth got away. And Ukrainian made drones, they said to be like really third rate, but they certainly got range they can get to Russia. There is another theory that the Ukrainians somehow smuggled them across the border, special forces, hide it in the forest and launch them from in Russia from not that far away from Moscow, because they can't fly the, 300 miles from the Ukrainian border to Moscow or something like that. So it's worrying for Russia that they're growing in number and in sophistication. Their range is getting longer. So this is a menace to Russia that's only going to increase with time. So clearly Russia has really exposed itself to increasing danger. And the Ukrainians are really smart. They would actually threaten all the airports at the same time and just shut down aviation, because flights had to be rerouted. And other countries like China or India, which are flying to Russia, say, we're not going to risk it, actually. And that will damage Russia even more. Remember, Russia's lost 95% of its tourism, because I'm surprised even the Chinese and Indians are going because of the danger like this. Now, no, nobody's being killed. But, you know, I wonder whether it's ethical or illegal what Ukraine was doing. But then again, you might sort of put themselves in their position saying, well, our civilians have been murdered by the thousand. And I really mean the thousand. Not just collateral damage, the Russian army getting people whom they know to be civilians, whom they know not be armed, taking them out and shooting them dead in Bucha. Completely wanton murder. Not striking a military target, kill some soldiers, but the explosion actually kills a civilian. It didn't happen to the area. No, no, no. This is willful, or deliberately hitting civilian buildings again and again and again, and clinics and hospitals and schools and so forth. So then there was strikes back on Ukraine in a village south of Kharkiv. Now, the Ukrainians are there to be believed, say that 43 people were injured, 12 of them children, an Iskander missile hitting Pervomaisky, as in the 1st of May, the village is named after, because, you know, this is the fog of war, and obviously it's an information war. So it's very difficult to distinguish truth from falsehood. There's the claim followed by a counterclaim. So we always have to reserve judgment on this thing. But, you know, even if the numbers inflated, it wouldn't be hard to believe. There are numerous occasions when Russia's done this. Is it cock up a conspiracy? Did they accidentally hit a civilian building when they're aiming for a military target? I mean, possibly. I don't know if there was any military target in the area. But there's ample evidence that these buildings really were struck. And that's why the governor of Kharkiv region, Oleg Sinagubov, he published on Telegram images of what has been happening. And many of these buildings, this will not be habitable for quite some time. An awful lot more needs to be done to repair them. So was that Russian vengeance possibly? I mean, they might have done this anyway. But the Ukrainians, if you're going to launch drone strikes in Moscow, would you not hit a military target? Go for an airbase, not an airport. But maybe the airport's airbase is too heavily defended with things which can shoot down drones. I don't know. What is their reasoning? And the Russians are perhaps unwise to trumpet it so much that they're so vulnerable. Well, our air defense worked. But even the trouble with civilian airports, even if it does work as a precaution, you've got to shut down the airport for at least a couple of hours. And that disrupts flights. It makes it, you know, less profitable to fly. And there's a sense that normalcy has gone. That, you know, although you couldn't buy certain Western luxury products, life continued as before once the war began. Civilian life went on. You could still have any of the good things in life, enjoy yourself. And there wasn't, didn't need to be too much anxiety. Well, that's kind of gone. Another thing is Wagner Group has had the right to recruit people suspended temporarily. I suspect this will be permanently, actually. And they've even said so on their own Telegram page. So who was going to fill the gap? Because they were vital for the last 9 years in providing men to do Russia's dirty work. And it was males exclusively. But Wagner Group's not there. People are going to have to join the Russian army. And very few are volunteering, despite these hefty packages, golden hellos that were offered. And an increasingly economically bleak atmosphere. So they're going to have to conscript more people into the army. Some of the Wagner volunteers would choose to sign contracts with the army. Some go home, be civilians, actually might be conscripted later on. You often know they're capable fighters, or some leave with their chief to, say, in Belarus. How long can he stay there? How long can he pay them? Who's paying them? Because he's being paid well over $1 billion a year for his operations. And remember, they're mercenaries. They fight for money. You know, you either take them out, you buy them out. So people could be swayed in his inner circle to take out Prigozhin. Or will he go abroad? Because he's got quite a fortune, so it'll be a long time before he runs out of money. But he can't keep 8,000 with him. It's going to have to be fewer and fewer, or else he's going to have to go elsewhere. So conscription will come in on a large scale. Putin really wants to avoid that. Remember, he had to do that in September last year. That was quite unpopular. A lot of young men fled the country, which is exacerbating the demographic crisis. Remember, boosting the population is one of Putin's major goals, was something he has signally failed to achieve. Even if he hit his highest target, the population would still be in decline. The declension would just be less abrupt than it would otherwise be. So not going particularly well for them. And the Ukrainians claim to be grinding on in southern Ukraine, accounted for 3 Russian companies today, as in killed, wounded, captured, and destroyed 2 tanks. I mean, I expect this is all an exaggeration. Got to take all these things with a fistful of salt. But it appears their objective is to get through to the Sea of Azov, to break the land corridor from Russia to Crimea. But if they achieve that at all, it's going to take at least a few weeks. And once they've got to the Sea of Azov, can they hold it when the Russians try and take it back and push them out again? But if they, even if they can hold it, well, that would be quite a major achievement. That is a realistic goal. And then that will render Crimea much more susceptible to siege, being cut off, to the bridges across the Kerch Strait being destroyed, and so on. Right, thank you so much for watching my channel. Goodbye.